Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Una sehr gute gesunde Morgen zu allen Einherren. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, Dormittag allemen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan and my hosts today are Judy Moritz and Ronnie Kaplan, Judy and the 2Ks. Shoshana is on her way back from her grandchild's wedding in
the...
We hope so.
They have a strike in America.
Oh.
At the airports there. In the
Kennedy. Where?
Yeah. Somewhere in America.
Anyway, from where she's obviously living from.
Yeah.
So, Mazel Tov noch einmal von allemen. Here we are today, the 12th of March, 2026. Ich kann nicht glauben, wie die Zeit läuft.
Ich auch nicht.
Der halbe Monat scheint weg.
Ja, es ist Nächten angefangen, ne?
Ja, das ist gewähnt, Nächten, aber Hand ist ein halber Monat.
Ist noch ein Tag, ja.
Noch ein Tag in Afrika.
As they used to say. You can talk about that just now. Noch ein Tag in Afrika. I'll tell you where the story comes from, noch ein Tag in Afrika.
Good.
Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show, we hope, with a Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We'd love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details. Please call us on WhatsApp 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you. Ronnie will tell us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of words to be translated to Mama Loshen. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us.
And Judy wird sagen,
will tell us a story.
Yeah,
a very interesting Maisa. For all those who remember the story.
Okay.
So, Ronnie, yeah. Are you going to go first, or is Judy going to go first?
Es macht dich durch. Willst du reiten erstens?
Nein, halb sich
ohne,
Ronnie.
Ich okay.
Du hast der Maß.
Ich bin ein junger Mann, hat er weggegangen in die Yeshiva, und er hat reingegangen in die Yeshiva, hat nicht gewusst, wo zu gehen. Er darf dort gehen, probieren zu reingehen in die Yeshiva, darf er reingehen bei der Hanalah. And they fragen him, Kaisers, then, as is a good student, to nehmen in yeshiva.
So there was this young man who wanted to go to a yeshiva, do some studying at the yeshiva, but he had a problem because he didn't know exactly what to do and how to go about it. Because one of the things that was required before you came to a yeshiva was you had to go to the management committee. They would interview you, and he wasn't certain whether his interview would be successful or not.
Hat er reingekommen in die Yeshiva und hat gesehen einen Mann dort und sagt, der Mann, kann ich euch helfen? Sagt er, ja, ich will gehen zu der Hanalah und ich darf wissen, welchen, was ich tue.
So, he came to the Yeshiva and he saw a gentleman there, part of the management committee, and he just saw a man, and the guy said, can I help you? And he said, well, I've come here because I want to join the yeshiva. But sorry, Ronnie, just before we carry on.
Yeah.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So Ronnie, your guy came, man greeted him and said to him, can I help you?
Sagte, ich darf reingehen bei der Hanalah. Und ich habe gebracht meinen Samadan mit mir zusammen. Sagte der Mann zu ihm, ich will halten deinen Samadan, bis die Geister rein dort und wenn sie rauskommen, will ich mir dabei sein. Sagte in Ordnung? Sagte ja, ich will das tun.
So, this chap arrived, and with him he had a suitcase with all his things in it. And the gentleman said to him, he said to them that he has to go to management for his interview. And the chap said, look, I'll look after your case while you're busy with him. And when you come out, I'll give it back to you.
Okay, hat er reingegangen bei der Hanalah. En rausgekommen und gefunden, der Mann sagte, sie nehmen mir rein. Ich bin sehr zufrieden.
So he came out of the meeting with the management committee, and they said to him, he said to the gentleman who had his case, he said, can you believe it? They've accepted me. I'm so happy. I'm happy. I'm in.
Dann sagt der Mann, ich weiß, du weißt, ich will dir weisen, wo du kannst bleiben. Ich weiß, dass immer dort, was ist geworden, leidig letzte Woche.
So the chap said to him, look, I'm good for you. Come with me. I'll show you a place where you can, a room where you can stay, because it's whoever was occupying it has left in the last week.
And then we gingen auf the trip, and the reinkum sagte, was tust du da? Was ist dein? The man sagte, ich bin der Schames da.
So the guy who was being interviewed had been interviewed. Said to him, tell me, excuse me, sir, but what do you do here? He says, no, I'm the shamus here. I do everything.
Geht er weg und genommen ihm zu sein Zimmer und gefunden einen Platz für ihn zu bleiben. Und er sehr gewesen, sehr zufrieden.
So he followed this shamus fellow around to where the room that he showed him. And that was the place he was now going to be occupying. And he was happy.
Geht rein, er habe gestellt seine Sachen, und dann geht runter into the yeshiva, und es gibt, wenn, you know, die Zeiten, ich bin nur heint, oben sie dort, 30.000, und dort, ich bin 900 in der Zeit, hat reingegangen in the Beis Medrash.
So, it depends what time of when it was, but there were about 900 people in the class. At that point in time, he went into the class to join them.
Into the Beis Medrash, and they were there at the bottom. Geht er rein dort, und er sehen, alle Chevra, was er gewinnt, ist ein Rum sein Freund, was er ihm geholfen zu gehen in die Yeshiva. Sagt er, wer das? Der Shammes ist da. Sagen sie, nein, er ist nicht der Shammes. Er ist der Rosh Yeshiva.
Wow.
Es weiß dir, dass ein Mensch sich halt tut gute Sachen, und es weint die jüdische, das ist die jüdische Herz. Er hat gesagt, er ist ein Schammes, er ist der gewinnende Rosh Yeshiva, hat ihm geholfen, so reingehen.
So humble,
Humble, that's a boy key.
So, when everybody saw, when he walked into the Beit Medrash, the classroom, so to say, with all these people in it, they all came running to the what was known to him as the Shamus at that point of time, and they were happy to see him. And they then said, who's this guy? What's he so popular? They said, no, he's not the Shamus, this guy. This guy's the Rosh Yeshiva. He's the boss man of the Yeshiva.
Sein Name ist gewesen Chaim Shmulevich.
Wow.
Chaim Shmulevich.
Shmulevich, yeah.
His name was Chaim Shmulevich, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva.
Yeah.
Ronnie?
Na, das ist ein MSMS.
Ich kann nicht fragen.
Nein, frag nicht. Das ist ein MSMS.
Als mich fragt, Kasches wird als Treif. Hast du gehört davon?
Nein, das ist der erste Mal, was ich von dort.
Hat ihr gehört?
Ja.
Ronnie weiß von davon.
Als mich fragt, Kasches ist allemal Treif.
Ich hoffe, das nicht gewusst. Okidoki. What a boyki.
Judy?
Ja.
Ich habe gehört, als ihr habt ein sehr, sehr interessantes Topic.
Ja, ich hab. Aber wirst du nicht hören, ein little Liedle zu machen aus lebendig? Nein.
Was du willst, was du willst.
Du kannst umfangen.
Kann ich umfangen, okay.
Was ihr wird sagen, ist lebendig. Macht uns lebendig.
Es ist eine lebendige Sache.
Hör sich an, Menschen. Ich weiß nicht, als alle Menschen gedenkt, soll ich Sex. Gedenkst alle Menschen?
Ja, okay. Ich habe gedenkt, sorry.
Ich gedenk, ich hat Soli.
So I'm going to start in Solkala. I hope you're listening in Eretz Israel, because this is all for you, my boyki. Personal. He made Aliyah in August 1991, together with his wife Gita and their four children, which resided in Kochav Yair. for 16 years. They're now living in Hamot Shmuel. It's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim. Since moving to Jerusalem in 2007, president and founder of Yosef Chaim Synagogue, all four children are living in Israel, married with large families, and all three sons attended Hesse Yeshivot and served in the IDF. Two were officers, one of whom was a commander of a unit. Two went on Shlichot, one to San Francisco and one to Sweden. The third son was devoted to his life to teaching and working with Israeli at youth risk. Their daughter is a highly qualified ICU nurse and heads award at Schneider's Children's. And she's magic. Not only that, she has a hobby and she designs hobby. But Hand gain me reden nur von Soli. Okay, so here's a hand for Solkele, what keton in sein Leben. Okay, his activities. Has written and published many articles for newspapers and journals. He has lectured to most Jewish communities around the world, in Israel and on numerous occasions. He is a member of numerous committees of the World Zionist Organization, the Jewish Agency. Kennst du trachten, as a hot a hat on every single Chalamalulu, hey?
Yeah.
In ein Minute. Craig Levelt hoben a kleine little... Thanks, Craig.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, so we're back with Solly Sachs, and thank you. We're back on Chai FM 101.9. So, Solkele, we got up to you in 1963. He attended the Jewish Government Day School at Athlone Boys High, was a prefect and received colors, was active in many sports plays, first team rugby, serving as a captain. Das hab ich nicht gewusst, Solkele, that you were also an athlete, kein Anora. In 1963 to 1968, he attended the Witwatersrand University and qualified as an accountant. He attended Jewish Government Day Schools and Athlone Boys High School, and he was a prefect, and he received colors. Solkele, Cain, and Hora. Okay, let's carry on. In 1965 to 1972, chairman of B'nai Akiva Youth Movement in South Africa, he initiated several important changes in the structure of the youth movement. He purchased and developed, remember the heka, heka acres? How do you call it when you've got a campsite? It says hectare acres.
And
for B'nai Akiva, which is still in use today,
They own half the campsite.
Okay, Nanhora. So he headed six camps which were attended up to 900 youth. Heint obende wieviel kleine Kinder gelegen B'nai Akiva? Über 1000. In 1967, he led a large delegation of volunteers to Israel during the Six-Day War. So dorten mekennen zogen Shkoach, Ronnie, medat mezan gewen mit Solkele, hey?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. In 1968 to 1996, he attended all the World Organization Congresses. And I hope he's listening to all this, I really do. And amongst the leaders of the student delegations at several of the world congregations. In 1970 to 1980, Deputy Head Security Officer for the LL South Africa. Oh, he was great there. Ya Allah. 1972, he led the World B'nai Akiva delegation to the World Zionist Congress. In 1975 to 1986, chairman and then president of the South African Mizrahi Organization. 1985 to 1991, he was the chairman of South African Zionist Federation of South Africa. As chairman, initiated the meeting of a small group of Jewish leaders with Nelson Mandela immediately after his release from prison, and he established an ongoing contact with the ANC leadership. one of the best periods in the relationship between Israel and South Africa, chairman of information committees. In 2003 to 2005, served as chairman of Telfed, South African Zionist Federation, Israel. I could carry on Sokala the whole time. What a boyki to wear so many hats, and what a privilege. Soli, if you're hearing this, I dank mein teure Mensch. Es ist ein Brocha für uns zu Bakanayach. It's an absolute honor to know you. And Ronnie's just going to finish off with what he thinks about Sokala.
Ich kenne Soli. Ich kenne Soli, wenn er geblieben in Jovel, in Page Street.
Und euch hat gewinnt in Arcadia Orphanage.
And he was in the orphanage. And then he's zusammengekauft ein Haus in 36 Page Street. And from there they went to Francis Street. And mit seinem Bruder Gerald.
Gerald.
And Gerald habe ich gegangen in Amerika und gemacht da mit Epoche dort mit seinen Kindern. And at given Nifta mit Kemata Yoranahal.
Yeah. So Soliki, Gerald, what Ronnie's telling is that Gerald, his brother, went to America, had a family, Kanan Hora, and unfortunately he's now Nifta. He passed away a year ago.
Yeah. But, you know, Chai FM is always featuring a person who did something for the community. I think that what Judy read out now and what she said
was like in a golden medina.
We were very privileged as South Africans to have a mensch like Solly Sachs, and he never looked for accolades. Eh?
No,
he never looked for anything, but magia lo hakol, and I wish him good health.
Amen. Amen. Oh, but you weiß was?
Yeah.
Behind every great man, there is a woman. Yeah. And Gitala, kol hakavod. Kol hakavod, may you both go from strength to strength.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll have to add my penny to Soli.
Yeah.
All right, my sixpence.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't exactly my madrich, but be that as it may, I knew Soli because I lived in Becker Street.
Okay.
Which is one street down from Page.
Correct.
And every Shabbos, coming back from Shul, B'nai Akiva Shul in Yeovil, we used to walk together, and kol hakavod Soli for everything that you've done. It was a privilege to know you, and it was great to be part of B'nai Akiva while you were in charge.
Oh, man, shkach.
And the Zionist Federation, we had gemacht, had getummelt in the Zionist Federation. Unbelievable.
So, yeah. Soli, if you happen to be listening,
I hope he is.
Or anybody who knows Soli is listening in Israel,
please
get hold of Soli and tell him to send us a message that he...
And to each person, please send us what you think about Sokala. Send us messages.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we have a little? You know what we can have? That little voice is given, is given.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Here we are, the 2Ks and Judy back on air again. This is the Kumsitz on 101.9.
And Hiltela, ich hab etwas da, was hab den Rang gestellt. As a little messenger, what an awesome show, stories, and what music. Shabbat shalom.
From Basil.
Basil.
Israel.
Okay. At least we got some people who listen to us.
No, divizin, es wird daran kommen.
I think Craig has got one for us. Yeah,
there we go.
From Cindy.
I'm a Cindy Lulu.
Cindy's got a faribble with me.
Why?
I'll tell you now. Hello, Yiddish team. No, sorry. Hilton is too fast for me. Oh, thanks for something wrong here. Hold on. I'll get it right now. Sorry about that, everybody. Hello, Yiddish team. Thanks for a great show.
What's noch?
No, it says something about Soli here, but unfortunately, sorry about that, everybody.
Okay, so okay,
we'll carry on.
Yeah. You want to will stop all that, or you want to know the story?
You can tell us. What do you prefer? We've got time for your water later. Wir haben Zeit für deine Werte später.
Okay, so ich will erzählen am meisten. Sie gewinnen Mr. Barnes. Er hat gewollt gehen in Tveria, davenen bei der Gedolim. Er hat gesagt zu der Mischproche, komm, wir gehen in Tveria. Und ich will dort gehen davenen und ihr könnt gehen schwimmen dort.
So there was this gentleman, sorry, I didn't get his name.
Mr.
Barnett.
Gemacht am Namen.
Okay. No, so he said, come, let's go to Tiberias. I'll go to do my davening at the where all the famous rabbis are, and everybody else who wants to can go swimming.
Okay, so we are weggegangen dort in Tveria, and the kind had gegangen davenen. Sein Name nicht gewinnt Barnes, gewinnt noch ein Name. But they're gegangen by the Barnes, by sein Cave, from Barnes to davenen. Gehen rein, die Kinder, eine Tochter geht rein in das Wasser und fangen zu schwimmen, dort in der Kinneret.
So, this gentleman, he goes to the graves, and his daughter went to swim in the sea.
In the Tveria,
it's a lake.
It's a lake.
Sorry.
A lake, and she's given, and then the zweite Tochter gesehen, sie ist reingegangen in das Wasser.
And second daughter also got into the water.
And then Niggy wussed was it was passieren the Wasser they geschleppt. And then came out gewollt da trunken.
So they didn't know what to do because the water, they got into the water and the water was, I don't know if it was rough or whatever, but the bottom line of it is was the water like sort of swallowed them. And they were scared that they would drown.
And the mother angefangen zu schreien. The Kinder, seien in the Wasser und immer zu kommen, zu helfen.
The mother was screaming, "Somebody, please help! The girls are in the water, and somebody needs to help them. They're battling."
Hat einer gehört, ein Mann dort noch reingesprungen in the Wasser, and hat gegangen, the Kinder helfen.
So there was a man. Heard what was going on, and he jumped into the water and he went to help the girls.
And as he went, er gekommen zu der erste Tochter, and es ist gewesen schwer für ihm, and er hat geschleppt ihr, and it gebracht er zu der Platz, wo es mit Kinder rausgehen von der Wasser.
And this chap who ran jumped into the water. He came to the first daughter. She was very difficult to pull her out, but he somehow managed to get her out to where they pulled her out of the water.
And then the second, er ist in Zoros and er's had nicht gekannt haben der Atem.
Yeah, the strength.
Yeah, he saw that the second daughter was also in trouble, and he couldn't catch his breath.
Er hat gewinnt, der Einzige, was sie reingesprungen in der Wasser.
And no one helped. No one came to help. He was the only one who jumped into the water to try and pull him out.
Er hat gehabt a problem because er hat gehabt a dicke Sach mit der paar Jahren zurück, und er ist nicht gewinnt, als stark. And at Niggy can't see in the autumn.
So this chap had a problem because a couple of years earlier he had had a heart condition and he wasn't able to breathe properly. So
and at gegangen and reingegangen and to nehmen the zweite Tochter arroz from the Wasser, because the Wasser dir arroz geschleppt.
The water had subsided and it was pulling the daughter with, but he went in any nevertheless to try and get her out.
And it had a problem with his heart because and he didn't can see in the autumn, but he had gemacht it and he had gearbeitet and it is schwer and the zweite Tochter echt herausgenommen vom Wasser.
And with great difficulty because of his heart condition and he couldn't breathe properly, but somehow he just managed to get the second daughter out as well.
Weißt du, als wenn der Rabbinische Leilem will, du wirst leben, wirst du leben. Er hat nie gekannt, er reingehen in das Wasser, und er reingegangen, was er gesehen, die Situation ist nicht gewesen gut, und er hat beide Töchter rausgenommen. Der Vater hat noch in der Mutter geschrien und in der Vater gegangen davenen. So, es kann sein, dass der davenen sei geholfen. Ich weiß no. nicht.
So it just goes to show that if the Eibishter is looking for after you, doesn't matter your condition, he helps. And then the father also, because he went to Daven, maybe that helped as well.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a lovely story.
It's not a story.
This is an Emissa story.
Yeah, that's it.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So here we are back on air with a couple of messages. The one from Cindy. Hello, Yiddish team. Thanks for a great show. Soli and Gita Sachs are the most wonderful hosts when you're in Israel. Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael Chai.
Oh, beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
Now, this is a new one. Diana Levy. Yeah. She's obviously a listener, but she says, thanks for a wonderful show, Yiddish team. A question for you, Judy. How old is Soli Sachs?
Soli is now 80.
No, wait a minute.
He said
it's 81.
Kainan Hora.
Yeah.
81. 120.
Yeah.
It's 81, yeah.
Kainan.
Okay. He should be 120.
And reiten weiter.
Plus vet. Plus vet.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
for his sake, a hug vet goes up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then, Carol. Your weekly show has become an important part of my life.
Wow.
It enriches me.
Wow. Carol Zimmerman. Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
What a gulky Carol. Shkosh, Carol.
She's one of those gulkies that we spoke about.
Yeah.
Soli was also, remember, he was head of World Mizrahi in Israel.
Yes.
And I don't know if you mentioned that, Jude.
Yes, absolutely.
He was there for many, many years.
Many years.
Yeah, so I'm always gebaut a neuer Platz yet for World Mizrahi.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Shkoyach Soli.
Yeah, Shkoyach Soli, that's for sure.
All right, just for what it's worth, just an article that I picked up in one of the Israeli news things. So in Israel, the story is that Trump said that the war will last for a couple of days, but the official thing from Israeli officials is that the war may last two more weeks. But to those people in Israel, we wish you luck and strength, and hopefully the thing is over quickly.
In Mirza Shem. And you know, let's just go back quickly now, but we've also got two giants over there. From Soli came Rabbi Doron Perez, also dynamite, power.
Oh, he came from here.
It's from also
Mizrahi Boyki.
Mizrahi Boyki.
Yeah. Mizrahi is quite an organization.
Unbelievable.
I've been a member there since 19...
Ever.
I can't remember.
You can't remember.
Ever. I can remember.
Don't give your age away.
I don't want
to
give my age away.
That's right.
Du weißt, was a women's organization is given the women's Mizrahi woman Amoli Katzat. And noch dem hat geboren Emuna.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Leah Bronner.
Yes, and then they moved to West Street.
Yeah.
And that was 52 years ago.
Okay,
when we left Yeovil 52 years ago when the Beth Din sold their gave their property away, and they moved to the HOD.
Yeah.
That was 52 years ago.
52 years ago. Kainan Hora.
Yeah, well, they were 3 years before the shul opened. Yeah. So we're 49 years old.
Yeah.
That's 52
Unbelievable.
Years. Yeah, that's the history. I remember the history.
Talk about the history of Johannesburg and the rest of the Jewish society in South Africa.
Yeah, that we can
absolutely
do.
Please talk
absolutely
about what was.
I want to tell you, Rabbi Bronner, Soli Lipkot, Mehoben Gehat, the elite of the elitist, Mendel Kaplan. We can do all of them. We will. Every week we'll have something.
Yeah, okay. Good. Very good idea.
All right.
Okay.
Up to you, Judy.
Adank.
You've undertaken
a pleasure. With pleasure. Thank you. Adank.
Okay.
Anyway, so, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Before we give a few words.
Yeah.
So, oh, another one. Okay, no problem.
Kainan Hora, how many
this is actually This one's actually the most interesting of them all.
Can I just say something? This
go
is
for
unbelievable
it.
That people want to have their adverts on our program. Yeah. It is a brocha. We should be very proud that that is what they want
so
to
they
hear.
Should and give us 2 hours.
This one, and this one's an important one.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ronnie?
Yeah, okay.
Given a poor verta, but you have to be afkir.
What is enough?
Genug.
I lost my way.
Verloren der Weg.
Verblondet.
Verblondet. Very good. Okay, what's a massive storm, you know, in a big storm?
Ataralant.
Nah.
A Mabul.
Mabul is correct.
Well done, Hilti.
Yeah, he remembers the Chumash, given a Mabul. What is...
Give us an easy one, so I can also say something.
Okay. What's gasoline?
Benzin.
Very good.
Shkach, what a boyki.
Yeah. Thank
what, you.
What's an oath?
A shvua.
Correct.
Hilton.
Yeah. What's an own?
O-W-N.
O-W-E-N.
To Behalten.
O-W-E-N.
Oh.
O-W-E-N.
Yeah.
That's a surname.
Hmm.
That's a
what's
someone's
what
surname.
What's for that Norman is an Owen. O-W-E-N.
It's a surname. Owen.
Owen van Diggen.
To enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah. What's a raffle?
A raffle.
A
pushka.
Das was mir legt sich heran in der Chalemelunus.
Nein.
Was?
It's a plot. P-L-O-T is a raffle.
A plot?
Yeah, a plot.
You're screaming a plot?
Yeah.
That sounds like you're going to the cemetery.
Yeah, chas v'sholem.
V'chem is ogen a plot?
That's it.
It's a raffle.
P-L-E-T is plet. Plet, it's a raffle. Okay, what's quite well?
Veseda.
Genug.
Ganz genug. Ganz very genug. Good. What is paint?
Was ich opet of the ventilacht paint.
Yeah, you put on
to verfarben.
Huh?
Farben.
Farben is correct, yeah. What's a gambler?
A bandit.
A Royski Wolfener Kelt.
That's the five coins
that's
in a
five
fountain.
Five coins in a fountain.
Yeah, what is it?
What?
It's a Riznot.
A what? A
Riznot. A Riznot.
Wie schreibst du das? Mit
R-I-Z-I.
Riznot.
K-A-N-T. What is a fork?
A couple.
What's a payment?
But so.
Dukes is good, eh?
I know.
Ich weiß.
What's chocolate?
Chocolate. Ich hab eine für euch.
Yeah.
Let sleeping lions lie.
Let sleeping lions lie.
Schlafen.
Als er leib schlaft, los em schlafen.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat pork, let it be good and fat.
Aber der erste Chasa was dann gut und fett.
Es darf sein, sehr. Was?
Aber ja, Chasa, ja.
So, man essen fetten.
Fetten, ja, that's also true, ja. What is heaven?
Shamayim.
Shamayim.
No, it's kein sein.
Himmel
is correct, ja. What's cursed?
A Schulten.
Feier auf dir.
A Schulten.
Geschulten is correct, ja. Okay.
I got one for you. They agree like cat and dog.
Hmm?
They agree like cat and dog.
They seien zusammen.
They schmitten.
Katz mit einem Hund.
Yeah.
Ronnie, what you run out of words?
No.
Well, I got
another one
for you.
I
one
haven't.
Is certain only of death.
Mir weiß nur
sicher nicht auf
sicher, aber auf Zeit kennen wir nicht.
I asked you the word, what is used?
Genutzt.
Genutzt is correct, yeah. I haven't lost the words, I just don't remember what are. What is napkins? A napkin, you know, when you put on a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, a napkin on a baby?
Yeah.
A schmatter.
No.
It's before you put it becomes a schmutter. After the baby's messed on it, it's a schmutter. What is this, Ronnie?
What is that?
A tichel.
No, windelech.
A windelech. Oh, that is so cute.
Windelech, yeah.
And what a wala. And what's a small window?
A kleiner Fenster.
A kleiner Windela.
What's a dreamer?
A cholema. A chonka. A was. A verschlofener.
A Luftmensch.
A Luftmensch. Wow.
Inquiry. To inquire.
To sorgen.
To fragen.
Unfragen. To zählen.
Unfragen is correct, yeah. Okay, so you've got what's pleasure?
Vergnügen.
That's the word I was looking for.
Fat of lovely.
Judy knows all of the words, yeah.
Yeah, she knows the good words. Anyway, yeah. It's almost time for us to say goodbye, Judy and the 2Ks. Next week, hopefully, the 3Ks and Judy will be back with you at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9. Hi FM.
We'll start. We'll do what we suggested today. Yeah, I think it was a good idea that we go for another
great person.
Another great person, okay. South okay. African.
Pleasure.
Goodbye.
Pleasure.
Thanks to all at Hi FM, Craig in the studio, Howard and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully, and enjoy yourselves. Good Shabbos. Bleib gesund, Aleman.
A Shabbat Shalom and Hobbes. Good Shabbos
to all of you.